Moncrief on News Talk.
Of all the places you might find the love of your life, the Dull Men's Club might not be top of your list, but that's what happened to Lily Malatrat, proving perhaps that the most important thing about love is the freedom to be yourself. Good afternoon, Lily.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. So why did you end up on the, was it the website or the Facebook page of the Dull Men's Club?
It was the Facebook page. Honestly, it came up in my algorithm and I just found myself drawn to the posts, the type of dry humor and people that are just kind of proud of the small achievements that they make every day and the kind of simple pleasures of life. And so I joined the group and kind of found myself right in the middle of a whole bunch of dull people.
Yeah. And it's a particularly English thing. Would that be fair to say, the Dull Men's Club?
It's predominantly, yes.
Yeah. And you found it, there was dry humor in there. But I assume some of them were just dull.
Some people are just dull, but I think there's something charming about that, honestly.
Yeah. And so you were looking at these posts and then you kind of got speaking to Luke. How did that happen?
I think it was just through some interactions in the group itself, through posts. A few people made a group chat and I kind of got thrown into this mix of about 15 people in a group chat. And I knew a couple of them from interactions, but didn't know all of them. And Luke was in that group. How we crossed paths.
And did Luke stand out in that group?
Not initially. And I was not at all looking for anything. I had been single for 8 years. And I actually fully intended to just stay that way. But through just getting to know people in this smaller group, he did start to stand out a little bit more to me. And then I sent him a message directly one day. Mm-hmm. So just checking in on him, not like a flirty message or anything.
Yeah.
And it just started a conversation that never stopped.
Yeah. You can't see sliding into someone's DMs as a kind of a Dull Men's Club thing. But I assume we kind of, obviously there was something that drew the two of you together. And at the time, could you identify about him what it was?
I think having come from past relationships that were high maintenance and very drama filled, I think that what I really liked about Luke was how calm and responsible and organized he was. And I just felt like this was the type of person that, you know, I enjoy spending time with.
Did Luke view himself as a dull man?
Yes, he did. And it's apt.
And so what aspects of his dullness was he bringing to the Dull Men's Club?
So he didn't really make a lot of posts or anything, but just some of the conversations that we would have in our mixed chat, you know, he was talking about, you know, he irons his T-shirts and he has a spreadsheet for everything and things like that. And I just thought, oh, that's cute.
Yes. actually, somebody's already texted in to say the Dull Men's Club is brilliant as long as you have a banana for scale. Could you, because I think they changed their name to that. Could you explain what that means?
Yeah. So in the group originally, it was the Dull Men's Club. And I guess there was a secondary Dull Men's Club. And then there was a little competition for the name. And because the requirement to post something was to post a banana for scale for whatever you were doing, we ended up in the group that we were in, they changed the name to Banana for Scale.
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't make any sense to me, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
And now the thing was that you started doing video calls, and your relationship started to grow as a result of that. But when you'd arrange for Luke to come and visit you, was it on that occasion that you were suddenly taken ill?
Yes, 2 days before his flight, I was hospitalized, and they told me that the day that he was coming in was the day that I was going to have an emergency surgery. So I actually told him, I said, oh, we're going to have to reschedule. And he was like, I'm not going to let that stop me. So he came anyway.
Yeah. And so the first time, had you had the surgery the first time you met?
Yes, I had the surgery that morning, and he finally got to me through a whole series of misfortunes, like about 4 o'clock in the morning the next day.
My word. And then, so presumably you were in convalescence. You had to probably stay in hospital for a while. What did Luke do when you were in hospital?
So for his first trip to America, he spent the first 5 days in a hospital room, sleeping on the little hospital couch and eating the cafeteria food. And that is how we spent the first 5 days meeting each other.
OK, so you kind of lived together for the first 5 days, you could say.
Pretty much.
That's quite extraordinary, really. That he stayed by your side, did that surprise you, or did you think, I kind of thought he'd be like that?
I think that although I had my impression of him already as a very kind and caring person, I think it was amplified through that experience, because up until we had agreed to meet, I was still unsure really what the point of meeting was going to be, because I'm like, oh, I don't know, he lives there, I live here, I have kids, I can't move there, and it was very up in the air, and I wasn't really sure where it was going. But having seen, anytime I would move the bed or try to get up or reach for something, I mean, he would hop up and immediately just come over and help me. And here, let me help you walk to the bathroom. Here, let me get that for you. Here, let me adjust your pillows. And I think that by the end of that trip, I had the most peace in my heart. I was like, okay, this is it. Like, I don't even have to have any doubts about it. I don't have to question it. I knew. I was like, this is the man I'm going to marry.
My word. Did he feel the same, do you think, when he arrived in your hospital?
He did. And he actually was able to extend his vacation that time, since obviously the first half of it was pretty much sitting in a hospital room. And we got 5 more days and got to have some actual adventures. Yeah. So.
That's extraordinary. And so you did eventually get married, and you live together now in the US. And would you describe your life together as quite dull, but delighted with yourselves?
Yes, absolutely. So yes, we got married at the end of September, and he's been here since August of last year. And I would say, although we do some travel and things like that, our life is pretty simple. And I think that that's just the way that we like it. It's very peaceful and at ease. And I like that better than chaos. So
yes, I think everybody does. Lily, many years of happiness to the two of you. That was Lily Malotrat there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.